Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Yes, it's Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, and today I have the wonderful Paddy Carroll and Arlo Gibson, who have joined me, who are going to make me a thing, and they also made a really cool thing called Fury of the Small, which is a podcast made by Wild Magic Tavern in collaboration with the Spinoff Podcast Network.
Yes, that we did all of this thing.
Yeah.
And we are going to do that other thing you mentioned.
What's the other thing?
Make you a delicious
drink.
Non-alcoholic drink.
Beverage.
And as yet unnamed alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, I thought we could name it. Have you ever named a cocktail?
Probably have, to be honest. But look,
Rewind.
DJ, could you introduce yourself in case the sweeties who are listening, if there is anybody listening to this radio, would you like to introduce yourselves and tell me why the fuck you're here while I prepare some bed music?
Oh, fantastic. Right. Shall I go first? I am Arlo Gibson. I am an actor and an artist, and I'm based in Tamaki Makaurau. I've been a part of this beautiful podcast radio play that the Wild Magic Tavern have created, which was DM'd by
Me. Hey, I'm Paddy Carroll. I used to like do theatre and filmy and all of those actorly things, and I have another job and another life, but I've always done Dungeons and Dragons things, mostly in my own life with beautiful friends like these two here. We play in a game at the moment called Fabula Ultima. But Fury of the Small was this beautiful offering that came through the Wild Magic Tavern and some beautiful, beautiful friends to make a special D&D show, which we've long dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
Because we tell such with stories that we love telling.
Yeah.
And it's our first time telling it in a different spot.
Yeah. We thought we were good enough to make other people listen to it, basically.
You really did. Mm. And if it is any consolation, I have to say these two are probably two of the most like incredibly talented storytellers that I've ever experienced, not only just in real life, I've been blessed enough to witness and also participate, but having listened fully through the podcast, it is truly something else. Very spectacular work. By all accounts, everybody who's listened to it has raved and ranted on about it to me. And can you explain a little bit like what it is and what is Dungeons and Dragons in case someone doesn't know what the fuck that is?
Yeah, it's always a big thing. It's also something that's like for a long time, my experience of it was like Dungeons and Dragons. It kind of sounds a little bit, I don't know what the word of it is. That's like, it's so deeply nerdy.
Yeah.
It's probably the nerdiest thing.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
It's like, I describe it as being like when you would go outside at primary school and you would like play imagination with your friends and you would all like cast each other in various roles inside that thing. Mm. And then invariably there would be somebody who would like sort of be the person who would step out and kind of like narrate or like sort of
be like you have to be dead now.
Absolutely,
you can't just get back up, Simon.
Yeah.
It's not fair on everyone else.
No, be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like taking that storytelling like impulse of like we will tell a story and make believe, but instead, dramatic lightning shift in here.
Dramatic red lightning.
I thought lightning.
Lightning.
Nice. Sorry, please continue.
It's like that impulse, except you do it as adults. In the same way as like you might play like a board game night, instead of playing a board game night, you play Dungeons and Dragons. And instead of it being a Monopoly board in front of you, just have a bunch of dice and character sheets.
Yeah.
And like in a game of imagination, you have your own character, and then you see where the imagination takes you, and then sometimes you'll roll a dice, and it will tell you, actually, this thing is going to happen, or this thing is going to happen.
Mm.
So it's sort of deeply unpredictable, and yeah, it's just the joy of playing make-believe.
Yeah. What was the game that you played make-believe when you were a kid, Shaq? Did you have any go-to imaginary games that you would hit up?
Yeah, probably like the ER.
Nice one.
Like,
were you a surgeon?
I can't remember. I remember there being a waiting room specifically. Maybe I'm thinking of like a theatre sports sort of embarrassing game.
No. Nothing embarrassing about theatre sports.
Excuse me. Someone's going to contact the Broadcasting Standards Authority and be like, they were talking shit about theatre sports.
Wait, did you not do theatre sports?
I did not do theatre sports.
You didn't do theatre sports. I did theatre sports.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's nothing to be ashamed of. That's what I'm saying.
That's a rich coming from you since you were too ashamed to do it as a child.
child.
No, look, I was trying to get to the bottom of what your imaginary game was. Yours was ER. Yours was...
Typically, we would play, like, animals. I have a very vivid memory of playing, like, a mongoose and there being a great big imaginary cobra. And then me and then two of my best, like, primary school friends being so deep in this.
Yeah.
In this imagined reality.
I love that you call it animals.
Yeah, fantastic.
It was like, shall we play animals?
Yeah. Let's see which ones we'll meet today. Yeah, how they'll get on.
Who shall we be?
Yeah.
We must play animals. Okay, well...
Do you have one, Arlo?
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. You know, but I think the one... I think the strongest memory that sticks out in my mind is all sorts of scenarios... But my favourite part of the imaginary game was being defeated and rising from the ashes. That's the thing that sticks out prominently in my mind.
Because so, it would be like you die and then you go down.
Yeah. So in that instance, I would be Simon. You know, like I would always be getting back up.
And this would be like an animals or ER.
I could be an ER, but no matter this and I would die on the operating table, but Phoenix. Revive from the ashes.
Mm. Phoenix rising.
Yeah, I would be the mongoose that had been chased away.
I'm remembering that instinct of actually like, no, I'm not.
Yes.
And it's deeply empowering.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. Exactly.
Rising back up. Okay, well, without further ado, could we begin the cocktail
The preparations?
Making, please, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So just, if you would like to explain the ingredients and then... I guess name it.
Fantastic. Well, Patty, why don't you talk them through the ingredients and I'll get started on this.
Placed before us today, we have some bottles of ginger beer of your choice. We have two specially prepared sugar syrups.
Beautiful.
That's right.
Yeah, it's radio, so we'll try and make everything sound great.
We have some bitters.
Oh.
And I'm just going to crack the top on a bottle of cranberry juice.
Be careful to not explode it on your body.
If the signal goes dark, it's because we've spilled something.
Please don't do that.
Okay.
The cranberry juice is harder to work, but that's
okay. Yeah. If you just tuned in, this is the Cocktail Corner on the Rapare Thursday Drive Show with Half Queen, and I'm joined by Paddy Carroll and Arlo Gibson of the Fury of the Small Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Fantastic.
Which, if you are into that kind of thing, and you know what, it's less, I know, you know what, podcast to me is kind of like a dirty word. And I just want to say, I just want to clear the air that it's really less of a podcast and more of like an audiobook. The way that the Sweeties went in on the production, the storytelling, the acting, the playmaking, the joy, the audio, the soundscape. It's just truly amazing. You can listen to it. We're all... Podcasts are available on the internet and other such as
YouTube.
It's on
YouTube, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Music.
I mean, yeah.
And it really, yeah, I think credit where credit's due, Tiahe Butler did the most incredible job on the sound design. Mm. We kind of recorded the story that Patty created and narrated and that I was a player in and then... Tiahe spent months. Yeah, editing and bringing it to like life, creating score, sound design, and it's like really rich and vivid. So yeah, if you're like into fantasy in any way, you should definitely check it out. It's pretty sick.
It's also kind of got that kick of, yeah, like the audiobook, but sort of like I remember when I was a kid listening to audiobooks or like radio plays, and it's like it's all there in the imagination. And yes. D&D is just an imaginative game, so it's... Yeah, such a beautiful expression of it.
Could you perhaps do that into the microphone, please, Scriptures?
Sorry. Oh, no, him.
Oh, me. Yeah. Okay. Yes. This is the bitters. I'm up to 8 dashes. We're going for 12, okay? That's 9, 10, 11, 12.
So far, Arlo has muddled some blueberries with half a shot of, like, simple syrup. Did you make the syrup?
Yeah, I made the syrup at home.
And
good job.
We've just added some bitters, and then we're going to add some lime and then cranberry juice, and then we're going to shake it over ice.
Yes, we
shake
are.
Shake it over ice.
Actually, I need to do some muddling now. Here we go. I'm like, this is really good radio, I think, so far. Is that sounding good on the
He's
mic?
He's got a sort of mini baseball bat in a...
Oh, I had this question.
What was the question?
You know how one muddles an ingredient in a drink? Sometimes I feel muddled. And are they the same, like, meaning is that word. Where the word muddled comes from? Probably. Being confused is the similar to having a large, like, wooden stake kind of pressed down upon
into
you.
Into your brain,
and
your body.
Squeezed and rinsed of your juices.
Probably, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening at home or in a car or whatever other such as listening device and you've got any questions around Dungeons & Dragons or even questions for these two, please text in 5395, call in 309-3879. And yeah, holla at us. The text machine's definitely working. Shout outs to the sweetie that has texted in. Probably Sam, to be honest.
Probably Sam.
Yeah, I'm really excited to drink this.
Me too.
It looks like there's quite an array of flavors. There's some umami happening, I would say, in this.
I would also say there's going to be some umami. I feel like there's going to be some spiciness. There's going to be some sweetness.
Spice?
Perhaps. There's just so much bitters.
What's been your dry July? Have you been doing cocktail hour through all of Dry July?
Yeah, I think for most of the weeks. And most people have come to the party with some non-alcoholic stuff, which is really awesome. Makes me feel good, you know, like not like I'm a sort of wet blanket on the alcoholics.
What's been a highlight?
The highlight... I mean, I really enjoyed when Billy from the Hollywood came in and made me a sort of like cherry margarita that didn't have any tequila in it, which was, that was really delicious.
I always feel like I'm missing out without those sorts of things, but a chili, like a virgin chili margarita? Mm. That sounds amazing. Mm.
Yeah.
So, I've also been doing Dry July, and done. I have to admit, I'm feeling really good about it.
Yeah, awesome.
I feel like I haven't like had a period of not drinking since I was kind of in my early 20s, and it's really working out for me.
Awesome.
I'm feeling good in my body. But anyway, let's get to shaking.
So while we're shaking, do you guys have like a musical request I could play while we prepare the drink?
Oh yeah.
And name it.
I reckon you should play a song by Funkadelic.
Oh, of
called
course.
Hit It and Quit It.
All right. That's what we're about to do.
I'll just keep shaking.
Yeah.
And I just need something to strain it with, so maybe I'll go look for that while you pop this song on. Mm-hmm. But
beautiful.
Fantastic. Maybe when we get back from this, we can like run you through a little like a little quest.
A Shaquille. Quest?
Who knows? Anything's possible at this point. Enjoy, hit it or quit it.
Here it is. Keep it locked. This is 95 BFM.
Oh,
Yes, that's Hit It and Quit It by Funkadelic playing underneath. And if you just tuned in, this is the Rapare Thursday Drive Show Cocktail Corner. I'm joined by the lovely Paddy Carroll and Arlo Gibson of the Fury of the Small podcast.
Hello. Yeah, that's us.
That's you. And they have prepared me very lovingly a gorgeous potion a la
it ain't no
Dungeons
lotion,
and Dragons.
But it's a potion.
And I'm going to hit it and quit it.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. It looks good. Oh, it's got blueberries. It's bitter.
Yeah, I think that's about the right amount.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's...
While I was pouring, Paddy and Arlo,
I've got
a question.
Do you want to describe the colour, the texture? Ooh. Don't bring the light up.
The lights are harsh on this beverage.
No, it looks delicious. It's kind of like a beautiful...
It's like sweet and
light
syrupy.
Pink. It looks like a sort of day five period. If anyone who has periods...
Fantastic.
...needed that visual.
Yes.
I've got a question that someone texted in. Dave from Mount Eden has been curious about.
Shot, Dave. Thank you.
What is your favourite D&D character to play, and do you also cosplay for the game?
Favourite character? I've had a couple of favourite characters. One is a character, he keeps dying, and then he keeps getting sent to like different forms of afterlife, and he always makes his way back.
It's kind of like Arlo's character from the games that he used to play.
Yes,
as a child,
Simon.
The one who came
back. Absolutely, coming back from the dead, Simon. Yeah, so that's my guy. His name's Humphrey, and he just always manages to make it out. He's gotten back from the hells, all these places. So I love Humphrey, and he's been lots of things. Been a warlock and a bard, which are like the types of characters that you play. That was great.
Oh, like
radio.
A class.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm wondering if he's asking about character or about class, Dave. Oh.
Whoa. It's good, it's good.
That looks great.
I used to do this professionally.
Really?
Really?
I heard you were a medieval reenactor.
Yeah. I've had many lives.
And keep coming back.
Wow.
Like a cat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's us, guys.
That's
fine. Should we take a sip?
Yes, please, please,
Let
please.
Us take a sip. Oh, I get the goblet.
Yes.
Okay, hey.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful to be here with you all, relishing this moment with... You and your audience, Shaki.
Our audience.
Our audience. Cheers.
Shout outs to you, dear listener. I'm about to drink what is a fucking huge goblet glass of what is this name? What is the name of the spell potion?
Why don't we say one word each? Okay.
Okay.
The
awesome
Goodberry.
The awesome Goodberry. Cheers, everybody.
Wow, we didn't. Please be careful over the equipment.
Sorry.
Jesus.
All right.
Fucking...
Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank
okay,
you.
Let's...
Here we go, BFM listeners.
I'm getting a lot of ginger beer.
Yum.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
That
Maybe it
yum.
Needs a bit more of a mix, though.
Give it more of a muddle.
Muddle.
I'm just going to muddle each of our drinks just to really bring out the...
Oh.
I know it looks like a shithole in here, but like, please just have a little bit of care when you're sort of...
Muddling?
Muddling with your baseball bat.
Thank you. We've had a good muddle.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite character? Dave's question.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave. Let me answer that for you. My favorite character has probably to date been I made a guy called Giovanni Fabrizi, who was kind of this Italian bear daddy druid who could kind of shift into all sorts of animals, but was from the circus. There was a lot going on with him, but
based on an IRL Italian pop star.
Oh,
that you
yeah,
found?
An Italian disco artist called Geppi and Geppi, which we should probably play.
Geppi and Geppi,
yeah,
he's got some. I remember
what,
listening.
Is it a G or a J?
I believe it's a G. The song is called Body to Body.
Oh, I know exactly.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Body to Body.
Yeah.
It's actually huge.
It's
song.
A huge. Huge tune.
But I can't really find it.
Not Jeppy and Jeppy. Where's he gone?
I will hunt that down for you. But yeah, and do we cosplay during the show? When we were recording the show, we sorry, the Fury of the Small, we did it in 2 days, the entire thing. The story itself spans almost four decades.
Yeah.
But we were in and out of that studio in 2 days of kind of consistent, 2 days of about 8 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That being said, we did not apply costumes, but
I always make sure to wear something that gives me the vibe.
Slightly suggestive, yeah. I did have a pair of ears that I think I brought in once or twice. I did bring ears in.
You did bring in those beautiful
ears.
So
I put on goblin ears for some of it. And at the Princess Chelsea Midwinter Ball, I attended as Friar Parmesan, because I've got an exceptional Friar Tuck wig, which if anyone would like to see, I'm happy to share photos of that.
Friar Parmesan is in like Friar and then Jean Parmesan.
Yes. Yes, because Shax had the best idea for
go and give everybody
no,
my
but it's
fucking
so good, Shax. The audience deserves to know. Can we just
fine, give away my goods
and
for
if
free
you think this
shit.
Is the best idea in the entire world, please text and tell us. Shax pitched the idea of, this is going out to the Arrested Development fans out there.
AD crew.
A Jean Parmesan dress up party. Jean Parmesan in the show Arrested Development is a private detective that is famous for wearing disguises. So the conceit of the party would be that Shaquille is Lucille Bluth.
I was going to ask, is Lucille in play?
Yes. Shaq is Lucille Bluth, and if you're coming to this party, you have to come as Jean Parmesan with an overlayer of disguise. So at the party, you have to reveal that you are in fact Jean Parmesan, but you've got to enter in some sort of elaborate disguise. Which disguise would you pick, Patty?
Oh man, I feel like I did watch, they were the first DVDs I ever like got out from a DVD store with all of Arrested Development.
Yeah.
From Alice's in Christchurch. I can't remember, there's one. Does he do a cop at one point? Cop Jean Parmesan?
He does. A police officer. He does. Yeah, I think he does.
I mean, I would love to. I would go deep. I would go back to the source material and I would find the Jean Parmesan that I think made me brought me the most joy.
You also might be thinking of Job's stint with the hot cops. How he continually hires police officers.
I need to go back
that are actually
that
strippers.
Yes, that's right.
To do actual police work.
That's awesome. Princess Chelsea, if you're listening, you are so more than welcome to have a Jean Parmesan ball next year. I will be
My God. Huge. Please, Princess Chelsea. Jean Parmesan.
Please, Princess Chelsea.
You've done Twin Peaks, Swords and Sorcery. Next stop, surely
it's
Jean Parmesan.
You've done a
right.
Twin Peaks one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're really
the themes are on point.
Nailing it.
Awesome. Okay, well, we've got 6 minutes before the news.
6 minutes before the news.
Has it been 54 minutes already?
What?
No, you came
at half
30.
Past.
I was going to say, time has flown by.
You are drunk. Drunk off of power.
Yeah.
Off the radio.
6 minutes. Well, should we try and get in and
should
get out on a little
round
scenario?
Yeah, let's speed round.
Okay.
You know what? While you're preparing the dice, I'll just say we were very inspired last night. I tuned into Freak the Sheep, where the Swedes had the golden geese on to play live their game, which is called Goose...
The Geese...
No.
Game? What is it? The Goose Adventure or something?
No, Goose Your Own Adventure.
Goose Your Own Adventure.
Where the Swedes have... The way that they have released their, like, they've stopped doing music, but they wanted to release all of their demos and B-sides, and so what they did was make a fucking game on the internet that is a choose your own adventure, and you, like, discover dungeons. You
explicitly,
discover,
like a D&D inflected choose your own adventure.
Literally.
You get a cool little character sheet, you get luck as a resource.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
Cool.
It's so cool, and so, when I heard that on the radio last night, I was like, what the actual... Fuck, it's only apt that these guys come in and have a little live game. So anyway, without further ado, we can also continue after the news if we're like really deep in it.
Yeah. I just had an idea though. Mm-hmm. What if me and Shaq are having a dance battle as ourselves, but it's governed
by the
roll
rules
of the dice.
Of D&D?
We describe what moves we pull and you tell us how successful we are at them.
Okay, well the dice will ultimately arbitrate
how
successful
you are. Okay, fantastic.
Set the scene,
Patty.
Okay. describe to me, we are in a club. It is like, what's your, like, if I go, like, we'll go up Fade to Black.
Yeah.
And we see the Shape of Dancing Bodies.
Fantastic.
And then we'll sort of get, like, the title card. We'll sort of gently come up and we'll see, Arlo, what's, like, your dance name? You got a dance name?
Dance name is the Twisted Foot.
Twisted Foot fades up.
Yeah.
And then like the crowd parts and you are backlit and we get introduced to your character, the Twisted Foot. What do we see?
We see a man inside an enormous polystyrene foot that is twisted around.
I already know what kind of move you're about to try to pull.
But as I kind of make my way to the stage, the polystyrene moves with me with an almost magical property.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah,
there's also two huge eyes on the top of the leg.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
We smash zoom across the club where we sort of like we're in a hard close up on a pair of eyes who are sort of staring you down.
Yeah.
And then as we slowly zoom out, Shaq, can you describe your dance persona for us?
Sure. I think I'm sort of embodied by a sort of tornado twister shape. Yeah, I'm like a twister blizzard.
Huge.
Are you an actual tornado?
Yeah, I can make sure. Is that okay? Does that count in this game?
The music rises and falls.
I just had an idea. The tornado twisted my foot in the first place.
Outstanding. And it's a little bit like your energy twister is kind of like, it's like, what the fuck is he doing back in this place?
Yeah.
And like,
defeated you.
Yeah, we cut back and there are like little, like, what's he doing here? Oh my god, is that the twister?
He returns!
And you're actively seeking out the twister tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you to roll this little d20 dice that you provided for us. You're going to make a perception check. You're going to add +3 to the roll. If you roll a 15 or higher, you're going to sort of get the jump on the twister.
Fantastic.
In this moment. That is, so in the business of Dungeons & Dragons, there are two things that could happen. You can roll really, really bad or really, really good. And Arlo rolled a natural 1, which in D&D means that something, like, appalling happens to him. So, Arlo, what's the faux pas that you commit on the dance floor immediately, as soon as you enter?
I think, seeing my arch nemesis, who took me from my previous name, The Foot, to The Twisted Foot.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
I think I go to kind of like pirouette and leap onto the floor to start battling. But as I jump up, I like knee the owner of the club in the back of the head and topple them to the ground. And in doing so, I twist my actual foot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You land with a crack on the back of your ankle, and it's 5:59, time for the news.
Well, we've got one more minute.
Okay.
Absolutely terrifying.
Fantastic.
So when we come back, you are on the ground.
Yeah, in the fetal position, holding my twisted ankle, cursing the tornado for everything they've done.
Nice. And we'll discover, like, the tornado's response to that.
Yeah.
So that's the basics of Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
People say what they want to do. Sometimes they'll roll the dice and see how well they do it or they don't do it, and it often goes wrong.
But just to get, like, a hint for maybe what's coming next, where's the tornado at now?
I'm by the DJ booth.
Yeah.
Naturally. Mm. I think I've got quite, like, I've got an eye on the club. And the DJ sort of does what I say, naturally.
Mm.
So.
Well... nice to be a tornado.
Yeah, I mean, hey. It's true. I am a bit of one. Awesome. Well, we will potentially get back into it, but if not, this was Patty Carroll and Arlo Gibson of Fear of the Small. We'll do a little finisher.
We've got to know how it is.
Exactly. You know? But in the meantime, we'll get into the news. So thanks so much, you two.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.